There are 29 national recreation areas across America. From Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area on the border between New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, to Grand Island National Recreation Area in Michigan, and Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada, encompassing Lake Mojave and Hoover Dam. One of the most distinctive is the Golden Gate National Recreation Area that includes 80,000 acres of ecologically and historically significant destinations in the San Francisco Bay Area, attracting more than 15 million visitors annually to its various sites around the bay, including Muir Woods, the Cliff House, Crissy Field, Alcatraz, and the Presidio of San Francisco. It is one of the world's largest urban parks. Some recreation areas are under the management of the Department of Agriculture, the Bureau of Land Management, or the U.S. Forest Service, while others are managed by the National Park Service, as is the case with the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Alcatraz Island. Come along and join me for a visit with National Park Service Superintendent of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, Chris Leonards.
I'm Chris Leonards with the National Park Service, and I'm the superintendent at Golden Gate National Recreation Area.
Aren't you lucky?
I'm very lucky.
I'm blessed in my book.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us the big picture to start with of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, what it encompasses.
You know, Golden Gate National Recreation Area overall is 80,000 acres, and 18,500 are actually owned by the United States government, owned by the National Park Service for Americans. But within that, we have partnerships with California State Parks, county parks. It's a big area that was created in 1972 and just gets more and more popular.
It sounds, from an administration standpoint, complex, because it is not just one national park or national historic site.
It is the beauty of it. You know, we go from lands in San Mateo County all the way through San Francisco and then up to Marin County, and there aren't very many places in the nation that are national parks that cover that much territory.
You know, I'm just thinking in my own little mind, you could have like little destinations where somebody would fly in from Europe and that would be their whole trip.
It could be.
Would just be this Golden Gate National Recreation Area itinerary.
And it still wouldn't be enough time.
No.
You know, people go up to Muir Woods and they see amazing things there, Alcatraz Island, Sutro Baths, you know, small places that are kind of corners of San Francisco or beautiful trails in San Mateo County. You could spend a week in each of those areas.
That's so cool. Keep going. Tell me some more of your favorite, really interesting places.
It's like kids, right? You can't say that you have a favorite in a national park.
I know.
But there are some beautiful corners in this park, and one of my favorite things is to be able to just leave my office, which is in Upper Fort Mason, and hike along a trail, hike along the beachfront, hike along Crissy Field, and sometimes I don't hear English spoken for 10 minutes. That the international visitors coming here who see this as such a special place and part of their national park experience, that just going out for a walk sometimes is the favorite thing that I do each day.
The Presidio, that is a destination in itself. And you're talking about hiking. I remember as a kid going to the Officers Club with my dad. You know, and now it's a very different world. It's not a military world.
It isn't. And you have to really go back to Juan Bautista de Anza, who came up here from Mexico and found that place near Mountain Lake now, which was where he said, this is where we're going to put a settlement, and then go from there. You know, the Presidio as a military area, as an installation that eventually became a national park and an amazing place managed by the Presidio Trust that has tenants there who have these historic homes, beautiful trails. It's really a very special area.
Talk for a moment about the old officers' residences. Now, people, San Franciscans, they rent them, normal people, civilians.
Normal, smart people, I think, because who has the opportunity really in their lifetime very often to live in a place historic like that? When I go home at night, I pass an area where the pilots used to live who flew in and out of Crissy Field area, the airfield there. And to think that the pilots would just leave their house that morning with a cup of coffee, maybe go down, hop in an airplane and work for this country through the military is amazing.
Tell us about Crissy Field and that whole area today, because there's been a lot of restoration work down there, hasn't there?
You know, I wish I had lived here when Crissy Field was the area that's sometimes been described as kind of a leftover, a remnant, if you will, for this area. And today we think of it as the front yard of San Francisco. There's been so much restoration where generous donations, being able to preserve the cultural landscape there, but also make a place that families can come and have a wonderful picnic of an afternoon.
For the listener word picture where Crissy Field is.
Crissy Field sits at the base of the south end of the Golden Gate Bridge. And when you sit at the very west end and you look up and you see this amazing bridge, if you turn 180 degrees and look back up the field, you can actually picture the airplanes that landed there.
These are biplanes, right?
It's amazing. Yeah, there's a wonderful collection of photos. And you can see in your mind's eye, you almost hear a plane taking off over you. And what that pilot must have felt like, seeing the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, moving up that runway, just amazing.
And let's go out to Fort Point for a moment.
Fort Point. It is a very cold place. Imagine being in a fort like that, an amazing fort that was never actually ever fired upon, and today is in the best shape of any fort in that same class.
Why is that?
It's been well cared for. There were people who were stationed there, and before it even became a national park, you said this place is worth taking care of, and it became a part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area and is a part of our heart and soul of America. Go there and see a wall that's 6 feet thick.
Fort Point predates the Civil War, as I recall.
Yeah, they didn't know there was going to be a Civil War when they built Fort Point. But a great defensive area, a great place to be able to station people to see who might be coming the direction of the west coast of the United States.
And then Cavallo Point over there, do you guys cover that territory too?
We do. Fort Baker, which is kind of at the base of the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge, is an area that was an active military area as well. You see the parade grounds out there. It's lined up like so many of those traditional forts or areas. Big parade ground, officers' houses, and now has been redeveloped in a way that people can stay there. And a lot of focus there is on nonprofit and environmental groups who can do work there and come together and collaborate. You know, one thing that I would add is the diversity of experience at Golden Gate National Recreation is amazing to me. It's recreation, it's kite boarders, it's going for hikes, it's art. When you look at the Marin Headlands Center for Arts, when you look at Lower Fort Mason and the Fort Mason Center, it's just the opportunity for so many people with almost any interest to find a place to connect.
Chris, thank you so much. What an absolute pleasure and an honor. And you made my day, and with your background behind you,
I mean, isn't it something?
Yeah, sailboats skittering across the bay.
You hear the seagulls? You hear the seagulls out there? Yeah. Gulls. Gulls, not seagulls. Gulls.
Western gulls.
That's right. Yeah. Let's do it again soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks again, Chris.